message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Today, by God's grace, is our anointing service. Anointing for higher realms and higher heights. Today is our anointing service. And we are trusting God that God will take someone to a higher realm in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, shout a big amen. If you are that person, shout a big amen. And today I'll be speaking on wisdom for higher realms. Wisdom for higher realms. There is no doubt that God is at a high place. In Psalms 113 verse 5, the Bible says, Who is like our Lord, who seated on high. His seat is on high. His seat is at the top. The Bible says, he's seated on high. And so, God himself wants us as his children to sit on high. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13, the Bible says, ye are the head, you are not the tail. You are the head and not the tail. You are the top. You are the top. You are not at the bottom. So you are destined to move forward. And we have KJV. Thank you, Jesus. So God destined you to be at the head. You are the head and not the tail. And you are above only. Somebody say above only. That's where you are meant to be. And that's why you must be there. That's where you are meant to be. And anyone here that is on the floor or crawling in any area of life, my God will take you to that level in Jesus' name. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, Ephesians 2 verse 6, the Bible says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together. Ephesians 2 verse 6. And had raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are not, though you are sitting at this level that you are now, you are actually seated at heavenly places. You and I are not meant to be on the floor. You and I are not meant to be people that people will be looking at and they see you on the floor without anything. And for this to happen, there's a vital requirement called wisdom. I will be very fast this morning because my outline is quite voluminous, and I'll trust God to be able to help me within the limited time that we have. Now, wisdom is a vital requirement for a man and a woman to move to higher realms and higher heights in life. And listen to this. To rise in life, you must be wise in life. To rise in life, you must be wise in life. There is no rising without reasoning. You can't rise except you reason, except there's wisdom upstairs. There is no authority without mentality. Nobody will give authority to a person who is not wise. Nobody will give resources to a person who has no wisdom. There is no authority without mentality. Without sense, you can't shine. Without sense, you can't get to that place that God has given to you. For your world to mind you, you must have a mind. That's why if somebody is mental or somebody has psychiatric problem, he cannot even vote. Nobody minds that kind of person because he is irrelevant. Until your mind is loaded with wisdom, the world cannot mind you. The world has no respect for people who doesn't have anything upstairs. And I speak to somebody here today, God is going to give you that wisdom in Jesus' name. When there is no thinking, there will be stinking. When a man is not thinking, when a man lacks wisdom, he will stink. But you will never stink in life in Jesus' name. Can I hear you say a big amen? A big head without wisdom is heaviness to the neck. To have a big head, in fact, to have a big body without something upstairs is a burden to life. As from today, you will not be a burden to life any longer. Your life will be a blessing to the entire world. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Amen. Quickly, beloved, what is wisdom? Just give you about three or four definitions, then we go into the main body of of the message. What is wisdom? Quickly, wisdom is progressive action and behavior based on revelation and information. Wisdom is progressive action. Action that is progressive. Behavior that is based on your revelation and your information. One of the things that makes you to know a wise person is that they take action. And their action are actions that are positive, in nature. They are actions that move them forward and move others forward. When somebody is wise, you see the person taking progressive steps. You see the person taking action based on revelation and information. Because once a man has no wisdom, it's like what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. Once the iron is blunt, if the iron be blunt and it do not wet the edge, then must he put in more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. So when a person lacks wisdom, he is unable to take progressive action and his life becomes a struggle. Number two, what is wisdom? Wisdom is willingness to obey God and his word. I'm just trying to make it very simple so that it's not too complex for us to understand. What is wisdom? Wisdom simply means obeying God and his word. In Matthew 7, 24 to 27, Matthew 7, 24 to 27, the Bible says, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. Anybody that hears my word from the altar like this, or from books, or from fathers or mothers, and is able to do it, that person is considered to be a wise man. And he built his house on the rock. Go on to the next verse. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, someone say, and doeth them, and doeth them, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. The house of your life will not fall. When we say wisdom, we are talking about obeying God. One of the things that makes you to know somebody has wisdom is that the person obeys God's precepts. Say, love your wife. And he obeys that precept. Say, honor your husband. And she obeys that precept. Any instruction that comes from the Bible and you keep obeying it is a sign that you possess some level of God's wisdom. There's no profit information without application. Application of God's instruction is wisdom. When you see God's instruction, they tell you this is what to do, and then you apply it to yourself. You apply it to yourself in Genesis 8 verse 22. As long as the world remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and winter, day and night, winter and summer, night and day shall not see. As long as the world remaineth. He didn't say as long as the world remaineth, you'll be praying before you can get it. He said, as long as the world remaineth, while the earth remaineth, you must sow, then you reap. Then you must plant, then you must harvest. That is the rule. He didn't say fast for 70 days, then it will happen. No. He didn't say climb staircase, then you will get it. No. He said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Number three, what is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing the right thing and doing the right thing. Knowing the right thing and doing the right thing. That's wisdom. There is a right way to do everything in life. A young lady knows the right thing is that if you want to get married, God connects you with a man and you keep the bed on the fire. Then the man will come and see your parents who gave birth to you and groomed you to where you were. Not that you just elope with the man. You say, I love him. If love is blind, your marriage with the man will open your eyes very well. Say, love is blind. By the time you get married in a way that is unbiblical, that is not a covenant marriage, then your eye will just open, bam, suddenly. Because it's men that I know in this life that once a lot of men get exactly what they want, you know what they want. It's like they just put car under their leg. They just bolt off. Knowing the right thing to do and doing it shows that you are wise. But knowing the right thing to do without doing it shows that you lack wisdom. No wonder in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, Proverbs verse 7, particularly, Solomon, God gave him a blank check, came to him one day and said, oh boy, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 7, what do I do for you? What exactly do you want me to do for you? He said, God, the way you were with my father and my mother, that's verse 8 and 9. The way you were with my father, David, you prospered him, you blessed him. That's the same way I want to bless me. You see, there's something I need. It is called wisdom. That's verse 10. I need wisdom. That was the only thing he asked for. Give me now wisdom and knowledge. Give me now wisdom. That's what I need. To be able to live my life well, give me now wisdom that I may go out and come in before these people. And you know that God bestowed it upon me, upon him. Today, God will bestow wisdom upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. I said, God will bestow wisdom upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. God gave me a blank check. A lot of Christians, now if God give them a blank check, many things will come. People can ask for phone. God say, what do I do for you? No. He said, please give me an iPhone. What a mentality. When God gives you wisdom, you will produce iPhone. You yourself will produce the iPhone. Hello. There's a boy in New York, a young Nigerian, who, you know, New York has a problem of transportation. Everywhere is choked like Lagos. Just like similar to Lagos, very choked. Some part of it is very dirty, even dirtier than Lagos. And they use a lot of subways. And the subways is always congested. People don't know how to catch the subways because the thing is disorganized. Unlike the UK, where the subway system is very organized. Very, very organized. But in New York, it's very... A Nigerian like you and I developed an app to solve that problem for them through wisdom. And they paid him $1 billion for it. How can God give you a blank check? God, my daughter, I want to bless you. He said, buy me a Gucci shoe. I can't believe this. Let's go on. The journey is still far, so let's go. Number four, what is wisdom? Wisdom is surpassing intelligence, superior sense, and creative mentality. Wisdom is surpassing intelligence, creative sense, and creative. Wisdom is surpassing intelligence, superior sense, and creative mentality. Wisdom created the whole world in Psalm 104, verse 24. Psalm 104, verse 24. Bible says, oh Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom, thou hast created them all. So God created everything in wisdom. God created everything in wisdom. Oh God, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom, thou hast made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So everything you can see is created through God's superlative wisdom. In Jeremiah 51, verse 15. Jeremiah 51, verse 15. Bible says, he made the earth by his power. He had established the world by his wisdom. So it is wisdom that gives you creative, superior mentality. Once you have the wisdom of God, you are superior. That was what Daniel was operating with. He was operating with superior mentality. He was operating with mentality that was superior. How can you not be with somebody? Even if somebody was sleeping, and you use your head to touch the person, and the person is dreaming. Can you know the dream? As in somebody is sleeping. Maybe your husband and your wife. Two of you are sleeping on the bed. And you use your head to touch her head. Is it possible to know what she just dreamed now? He knew it. And he knew it. He was operating on that superior level. He was a nobody. Because of superior mentality, he was elevated. That is how this same month and this year, 2019, in that your office, in that your organization, you receive superior mentality. Everybody will see you and say, this man has superior mentality. Let me hear your loudest amen. There are three kinds of wisdom, majorly, according to James chapter 3, verse 15. There are three kinds of wisdom. This wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Go to verse 17. Go to 16 and 17 because just to shorten the time. 16. For where envy and strife is, go to verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. There are three basic types of wisdom. Basic types. The first one is called earthly or natural wisdom. Earthly wisdom or natural wisdom is the wisdom that just when a child is born, a child knows that he or she must suck the mother's breast. Or natural wisdom, which is wisdom from education. You have an OND, a BSc, an NCE, a PhD. That's the level of wisdom. The earthly or natural wisdom celebrates education. It celebrates going to the four corners of a school. But it cannot take a man very far. Many have gone to school, but school have not gone through them. They went through school, but school never went through them. Number two kind of wisdom is devilish wisdom. According to the Bible, this wisdom is occultic or witchcraft wisdom. It's a diabolical wisdom. It's the kind of wisdom that they use for that, my daughter, this morning. Where somebody will send something to you on Instagram, send me money now. And somehow, it's almost unbelievable. And then you just hit your account. You send the first one. You send the second one. You don't tell your friend, I sent somebody money to somebody I don't know. Then later you now went back to the person. Did I even tell you that I sent money to somebody? Then your eyes just open. It's like your eyes just clear. It's diabolical wisdom. It's satanic wisdom. It's evil wisdom. You know, when Moses threw down the snake, the magicians also brought out their own snake. That shows that the devil has some power. It's just that the power is very minute and infinitesimal compared to the massive power of God. Demonic, occultic, diabolical wisdom. And everyone here today, under the sound of my voice, who is under any witchcraft or diabolical attack, that arrow goes back to the sender. That arrow goes back to the sender. Somebody called me this week to share a testimony with me. A man doing very well, very, very well, has a PhD and working in a very fantastic organization. Went out for a program with his wife last week Saturday. And as they entered the reception, the husband took the stomach like this and started shouting, "My stomach, my stomach, my stomach, my stomach. What is going on?" Somebody that was very strong and healthy just a few minutes ago, by the time they got to the hospital and they scanned him, they saw that there was a big tumor in his stomach. Ah! How did this man has never been sick like this before? The wife, very strong woman in the Lord. And she started praying with her friend. And they prayed at a stretch, 5 hours. 5 hours prayer at a stretch. Lakutakatakata. Lekotakatabara. Rakatakatakulwa. Ilakwatakata. Anywhere this problem has come from, go back. And they pray. This one is not maybe there. It was just this last weekend. Now, after 5 hours, they took the guy back into the place. The tumor that they saw with their eyes on the screen had already disappeared. They could not find the tumor again. What does that tell you? Somebody shot the arrow of the tumor. And the person that shot the arrow must have received it back by now. That's why back to sender prayer is not a prayer you just pray with the Lenke. Anyone wishing you dead, God will kill them. Anyone wishing you dead, God will kill them. Anyone wishing your children dead, God will kill them. Anyone waking up in the night to curse you, I declare them cursed right now. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number three kind of wisdom is called wisdom from above. Wisdom. This is the superior wisdom. According to John chapter 3 verse 31, whatsoever is above all. John 3, 31. Anything that is above all. Superior wisdom is above any other wisdom. It's above school wisdom. It's above any wisdom you can talk about. Why is wisdom so important for my life? Why is wisdom so important for my life? A. Or one. There is a demand placed by heaven for you to get wisdom. Proverbs 4 verse 7. There is a demand. Heaven demanded that you must get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. By all that, in all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4 verse 7. Heaven demanded that we must search for wisdom. Heaven requires that you should go and look for wisdom. Number two, why is wisdom so important for my life and my destiny? Wisdom is the mother of every good thing. Wisdom is the mother of every good thing. Wisdom is the mother of every good thing. Wisdom is the mother of every... Wealth is from wisdom. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 11 to 13, when Solomon had already gotten wisdom, the Bible says he also had wealth. Everything was added to him. 1 Kings 3, 11 to 13. I can't read that because... Let me just read 11. And God said, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked for riches for thyself, nor hast asked for the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding and discerning of judgment. Then he went ahead in verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee wise and an understanding heart, so that there shall be none like thee before thee, neither after thee. Now go to the next verse. And I have also given thee that which you have not asked for. So when you have wisdom, you say, I will give you what you know. You know, since you asked for wisdom, what you didn't ask for, called riches, wealth, long life, I also give it to you. Wisdom does not walk alone. He walks with his friends. His friends include riches. His friends include long life. His friends include peace of mind. His friends include expansion and progress. As from today, the wisdom of God shall be obvious in your life. I said the wisdom of God shall be obvious in your life. Number three, why do I need wisdom? Wisdom makes you a generational solution and not a burden. Genesis 41, 38 to 39. Talking about the story of Joseph. Genesis 41, 38 to 39. He became a solution because he had wisdom. And Pharaoh said unto his servant, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown you all this, there is none discreet and wise as thou. Then he made him the prime minister. Wisdom makes you a solution. When you are a woman of wisdom, you are a woman that brings solution to your husband. That's why every woman here must cry to God for solution, for wisdom. When your husband has a problem and he asks you, what do you think you can do? And you tell him, honestly speaking, I don't know what to say. I don't know anything. My head is blank. I don't know. I cannot see anything. If you continue to do that over time, after some time, if your husband sees solution outside, he might run after the person. You are meant to be a generational asset to your husband. You are meant to use that solution. We can do this. We can take it like this. We can take a 3 days fast. Let us do vigil for 7 days. Let us do this and that. I'm sure God will resolve the problem. And when you say, no, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But please, I need money for food. You say, my friend, in your life, don't ask for money from me again. But when you are a woman that has solution, your husband will not bother to look outside. As from today, the wisdom of God shall descend upon you. The wisdom of God shall descend upon you. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number E, why do I need wisdom? Wisdom gives you access to divine guidance. Wisdom gives you access to divine guidance. When you possess wisdom, you are well guided. Someone say well guided. You are well guided. A man or woman of wisdom is well guided. As a young person, a young lady, you want to get married to somebody and you possess wisdom, you will not look at the kind of car he drives to take that decision. You will not look at the kind of suit he's wearing to take that decision. You, because of the wisdom you possess, you look at some more pivotal things like the fear of God, like his comportment, like his level of obedience to authority. Because a person that cannot be under authority cannot assess authority. If you have a problem in relating with authority, then it's a problem for a man to also have authority. We misuse your authority. Hello. So wisdom gives you direction. As a man, a young man, you want to get married to somebody, wisdom will make you to know the qualities you are to look at in the lady. Not just her figure eight and her pepperoni body and her lovely perfume and her wonderful hairdo and the way she dresses and the way she walks like a cat. I mean, that might be important for you to be married to somebody that you like and you are attracted to. But that can be the totality of the reason why you want to marry somebody. Hallelujah. If you are clapping, you can clap very well for Jesus. Your wisdom gives you access to direction. And until you are directed, you cannot be celebrated. So, the wisdom of God gives you access to direction. As from today, Jehovah will direct you. The last mistake you made is the last you will make forever. The last mistake you made is the last mistake you make forever. The last criteria you used to judge that guy before you went to the relationship that failed, you will never try such again. If I were you, I would say a better amen. Friends, I want to give you some examples of some people this morning who were able to succeed in life through wisdom. The first one is a man called Ben Carson. I know you must have heard the story very well. How many of you have heard the story? Ben Carson is an international brain surgeon. He is known all over the world. He is so super. This present president in America now called him into the cabinet. He rejected the cabinet. Can somebody who is not blessed, can they call you to come and be a top person in the cabinet, like number three or number four in America government? He rejected it. He operates under supernatural wisdom. Separated twins who were joined together in a mysterious way has done more surgeries than many of the super surgeons all over the world, including surgeons from India. He's a churchman to the core, loves God, passionate because of the wisdom of God upon his head. There are many doctors, but you can hardly see a doctor today that says he doesn't know Ben Carson. The second example is a man called A.L. Williams. A.L. Williams was a man who operated under supernatural wisdom. He was a man that used to read the Bible a lot and reads a lot of church growth books. And then as a result of this, in 1977, this man started insurance business. And in 10 years, he had already employed 160,000 staffs. He was earning $87 million per year as income. More than 500 of those staffs were millionaires. He even had one of them who was a man who had his own private jet as his staff under him. 160,000 staffs. I know you know what that means. To have all 160,000 staff. To have just 60 staffs alone, you know what it means? To direct 160,000 people and to pay them monthly. It's not like Nigeria that they will employ staff and they owe them 9 months salary. You see, Nigeria can do that. You do that abroad, they jail you. They jail you. They jail you and they close your business. They liquidate it. They use your personal asset to pay off those you owe. He was a man super. He operated under a different class of wisdom. As from today, that order of wisdom is the kind that God will give to you in the name of Jesus. I said that order of wisdom is the kind that God will give to you in the name of Jesus. You will begin to start massive organizations and they will prosper. I said they will prosper. I said they will prosper in the name of Jesus. The third example of those that operated under supernatural divine wisdom is a man called Michael Faraday. I know most of you must have heard about him. He was just a lab attendant working with a professor. Lab attendant. But he accessed wisdom. He was baptized with wisdom to the extent that he began to teach his professor. In his days, Michael Faraday was termed the father of physics. Till now, his record is almost still unbeatable. He was a man who was a churchman to the core, yet a devoted servant in his church. He operated under spiritual wisdom. He was not a pastor. He operated under wisdom because in his aspect in the church, he was faithful and God gave him wisdom. Let's give you one more, then we'll go to pray, because something must drop for you this morning. I say something must drop for you this morning. I say something must drop for you this morning. Something must drop for you that will change your story this morning. And of course, a man called Benjamin Franklin. He had only 3 years formal education. He went to school only for 3 years, like saying KG1, KG2, and primary one. Only 3 years of formal education. He invented the electric bulb. He was the man, he is considered till today one of the founding fathers of America. There is a Benjamin Franklin Day in America till today. There is a Benjamin Franklin Foundation till today. Only 3 years of education. He didn't go to much school, but the wisdom of, they don't teach divine wisdom in university. God is the one that gives it. They don't teach it. Nobody, even the professor that wants to teach, needs divine wisdom. If not, why will he be smoking and be chasing small girls around? Say, bring your project. Bring your project to me and bring it at 11:30 at night at XYZ Hotel. Come and meet me. I want to lecture you inside an hotel. I want to mark your script at 11 at night. He shows the bankruptcy of his mentality. Big head on a neck with empty brain. Benjamin Franklin drafted the Declaration of America's Independence. He was a man, didn't go to much school, but was blessed with much wisdom. Didn't go to so many schools like many of us, but God placed something on his head. And friends, as you are anointed today, mark it, you will not be the same person. I say you will not be the same person. When you talk, your talk will be different. When you walk, your walk will be different. When you behave, your behavior will be different. That my daughter said when she got back home. They said, you look different. Apart from the fact that you look finer than the way you left before, there is something about you that has changed. That's wisdom. If the only thing people celebrate about you is your physical stature, then you are deceiving yourself. Because go and check your grandmother. She was like you before. She was young like you before. One day you also become old. If the only thing people see, you say, the only thing I can see about you is that you as a young man, you look very handsome. You are deceiving yourself. If nobody commends your wisdom level, if nobody sees what you are doing, how you are walking, and say, thank God for you. This is super. This is wonderful. This is fantastic. Then something is wrong. As from today, nobody will call you a foolish person again. As from today, nobody will call you a foolish person again. In conclusion, the anointing is power that brings wisdom. The anointing always makes the wisdom of God to rest upon a man. And as you are anointed today, I see the wisdom of God resting upon you like never before in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? As you are anointed today, the wisdom of God is coming upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. And also, aside from the anointing, you can pray yourself into wisdom. You can pray, Jesus, I am desperate for wisdom. In James chapter 1 verse 5, James 1 verse 5, is there anyone that lacketh wisdom? Let him ask from God that giveth unto all men liberally and unbraideth not. James 1 5. If you lack wisdom, if you notice you are making mistakes in life, say, ask me for wisdom. If you notice that you are not moving at the pace you want to move, ask me for wisdom. If you notice that men are carrying you, dropping you, your life is not making progression, ask me for wisdom. If you notice your business is not going forward, ask me for wisdom. I can give you wisdom. Is there any man that lack wisdom? Let him ask from God that giveth unto all men liberally and unbraided not. As you are anointed today, and as you pray with fervency, a brand new level of wisdom will come upon you in the name of Jesus. A brand new level of wisdom will come upon you in Jesus' name. Listen, via this anointing, as you will open your eyes like this and you'll be seeing life visions. You'll be seeing the next thing God wants you to do. I said, you'll be seeing the next thing God wants you to do. A man of anointing and wisdom. A man that God has poured his grace upon. You don't need to close your eyes before you dream. Joseph, the Bible did not say Joseph slept before he dreamed. He wasn't sleeping, yet he dreamed. You will dream great dreams. You will dream great dreams. And the wisdom of God will make them to come to pass. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.